The FBI is investigating after two power stations were attacked by domestic terrorists in North Carolina, causing 40,000 customers to lose power.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the True Crime Squad. I'm Christy Brower, here with my sister, co-host, and partner in crime, Katie Weaver. Hey, Katie, how's it going?
Hello. I'm well.
Glad to hear it.
Been a true crime all the time kind of day.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. You know, I know we say that all the time. It's not like it's unusual, but...
Some days I'm a little further down the rabbit hole than others, and... Today, I cannot tear myself away from some of the cases I've been researching. Wow.
Some crazy, crazy shit going on in this world. That is for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, this is our Tuesday episode.
Yeah.
And we're going to kick it off, as we often do, with some WTF news.
It's not hard to find. So, What do you think should happen if you have an argument with your friend about your golf game? Any thoughts?
Maybe you throw a club. I've seen, allegedly, some men in our family do that occasionally.
Yeah, maybe you break a, snap a club over their knee or, you know, maybe.
Break the little pencil. I don't know.
Break the pencil, throw, run, grab somebody's ball and throw it in the drink. I've seen that happen before, too. Yeah.
Yep.
Well... Not in this guy's case. He did something a little different. This is Mark Wells from Biloxi. And Mark and another guy had an argument over a golf game that ended up in the parking lot of a casino, which, you know, I guess there's kind of that cash me outside, how about that kind of a deal, you know?
Sure.
In a parking lot. Mark was, he was not having it. He was not having it. So, can we say he bit off the other guy's nose to spite his face? I don't know. Can you say that? He bit off his nose.
God damn. Yikes.
Not good. Yeah. Then he hopped in his Tesla and motored away. What?
What happened to the nose? Like,
they don't know.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of an ongoing problem. The nose was not recovered.
Jesus Christ. Oh, that's horrifying. Vic
was taken to the hospital to be treated. I don't know what you do when your nose is gone and they can't find it. So I'm not sure about that.
Oh, that's terrible. That's lifetime disfiguration. What the?
It is. Which is why. And Mark did eventually turn himself in. Which is good, I guess. Because it's a disfiguring facial injury, it's a hell of a charge.
I'll bet it is.
However, he was charged with felony mayhem, booked into the Hancock County Jail, where he immediately ponied up the required 10% of a $50,000 bond and walked out within the hour.
Oh.
Mm. Yeah. I'm sure this is, you know. However, he faces up to 7 years if convicted.
I just feel so bad for the victim. My God.
Yeah, because it's a felony, of course. The state law defines as premeditated crime committed with the intent to kill in which the suspect mutilates, disfigures, disables, or destroys someone's tongue, eye, lip, nose, limb, or other body part.
Wow.
That's the charge.
Oh, that is... Something's not right with Mark. Like...
Right. Now, I don't know that you could call it intent to kill, but then again.
I don't know. You know, somebody could bleed out or get a horrific infection from that. Like,
who attacks someone with their teeth on their face? I mean, the gravity of that to me.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, you get in a fight over something, you both throw a couple of punches. Maybe you do still go to jail. You shouldn't do that either. But biting off someone's nose?
That is so brutal.
Hell? Yeah.
Wow. Well,
it's so violent, so brutal, and the fact that they don't know where the nose went.
That's just gross.
Mark, did you eat that nose, for God's sake?
Right. That, my first thought is he swallowed it.
Mm, maybe he did.
Oh, that's
in gross. A fit of rage.
I don't know, but that dude needs to go away. He should not be in society mm-hmm. at all. Mm-hmm. If he can just do that out of anger over a golf game, my mm-hmm. God.
That was my thought. Does this guy have priors? We don't know. How does he treat his family? Does he have an ex-wife that would like to say a few things? Like, what the hell? Who is this person who does right. things like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Ick. Ick, ick, ick.
This is yep. why stopping and counting to 10 before taking any action is really important.
It's true.
Think for a moment about the consequences of mm-hmm. biting off someone else's nose. What? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's awful.
And what did our parents always warn us? Beware of the company you keep. I don't think they warned us to beware of hanging out with somebody who may possibly bite off your nose. But, you know,
not
at the
really
end of the day, don't hang out with
I've
Mark.
Ever had. But yeah. Yeah, no. Yeah, don't hang out with Mark. Wow.
If you value your limbs at all. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or so, your nose.
Or your nose. Anything What's next? Else. Gonna go straight Mike Tyson on you? We don't know.
Right, like, yeah. Whew.
Not cool. Mm-mm. I mean, the last guy that chowed down on somebody's face is in, you know, was headed to trial last week and they found him incompetent.
Yes.
Probably permanently.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he took an insanity plea.
Judging by the amount of money in Mark's pocket, I'm doubting that'll be the case for him.
Probably not, if he could just bond himself out immediately.
Yep.
Oh, that's really unfortunate.
Yep. So, ick. And with that... I'm going to turn the mic over to you for our main case.
So you probably have heard by now that there was a domestic terror attack on two power substations mm-hmm. in North Carolina last Saturday. These power stations were shot up with a gun or guns, mm-hmm. which I gotta say, that's kind of a weird way to disable a power station. Usually it's an explosion or something, right? No, they right. shot them up, knocked out power to 40,000 people.
Yeah.
That power, there are still like 35,000 people without power now on Monday, and this was Saturday.
Oh.
They think it will be Thursday before they have it all back. Because the damage is so extensive. It's in North Carolina.
Okay. So it's not particularly cold probably there. Well, we don't know.
No, it's supposed to get 40 tonight.
Okay.
And 40 is about the lowest it's going to get, it sounds like. This is in central North Carolina. It's Moore County.
I mean, that's still cold. It's not freezing, luckily, but that's still cold.
It is. It's still cold. And then you have the hospitals that are affected, people at home who use oxygen or other, sure. you know, life-saving things that have to yeah. be plugged in. It is a huge, huge deal.
Mm-mm,
and the FBI is assisting the Moore County Sheriff's Department with this. And I find one of the things I find really interesting about it is that they're not quite ready to call it domestic terrorism. I called it domestic terrorism because it is.
Right.
You can't be shooting up power substations like that. Like, you don't.
Right.
Can't even. It immediately caused 4 car accidents.
Oh, no.
Because all the lights went off everywhere.
Sure. Everything. Oh, yeah. That's There's terrible.
Now, yeah. And then you think about what, you know, the medical people who were in surgery at the time.
Right.
You know, because there probably were emergency surgeries going on.
Absolutely. So all kinds of things that disrupted.
Tons of stuff. And that it's not an easy fix. Like, it's not
right.
just transfer it to a different substation or whatever. No, they can't.
Sure.
It is millions of dollars in damages.
Oh.
And it is a huge undertaking to repair the damage sure. that has been done. So currently authorities have no suspects.
Mm-hmm.
There's been a rumor running around on social media that this was in retaliation against a drag show that was happening. Because, of course, right. this is the big concern we have in the U.S. right now, are drag shows. I mean, mm-hmm. just if you think that's actually the case, just shut the fuck up and get out of our chat now. Because no. But let me tell you kind of
why
where
is it
that,
so hard to just not go to a drag show?
Right. If you don't like drag,
I don't
get
it.
Just don't go. But let me tell you where this came from. And this is unsubstantiated. The sheriff's office said they are investigating it, but we don't know if this really had anything to do with the drag shows or
well,
not.
Let's be fair. We don't know if we'll ever get to know if right. that's the case.
We may not. So there was a drag show at the Sunrise Theater in downtown Southern Pines, North Carolina. Mm-hmm. And there, earlier in the day, there were protesters outside of that theater mm-hmm. protesting against this drag show. Mm-hmm. So the drag show started at 7, and that's about the time the power went out. Like, it went out right just a few minutes after. Mm-hmm. So this kind of all came from a person named Emily Grace Rainey, who is an outspoken opponent of drag and the drag show.
Oh, wow.
She posted an invitation on her Facebook page to the protest. After the power went out, she, she posted on Facebook, "The power is out in Moore County, and I know why." So people took that to mean that she mm-hmm. knows who did this or why or whatever. It's sounding more like she thinks that this was God's response of turning off
oh,
the lights.
Oh, gosh.
But it certainly did result in her having a pretty significant conversation with the police. You know, like, why did you say that? What yeah. do you know? And now, you know, they're saying that this is false, that she didn't know anything about it. Now, but this is gross. Because police officers went there to talk to her. Mm-hmm. They interviewed her and they had a word of prayer with her and discovered that it turned out to be nothing.
Oh, for the love.
Why are the police having a word of prayer with this hateful human? I don't know.
Or anyone ever?
Yeah.
Ew.
Gross. So we don't know if that was the reason. We don't know what the reason is, you know?
We don't know, but willfully knocking out the power.
You're risking people's lives.
You're risking people's lives right and left.
Right.
Yeah.
And 40,000 people and so mm-hmm. much damage that it's going to take them 5 days to get the power back on. Like, this is really serious.
Yeah.
The headliner at the drag show, her name is Naomi Dix. And
it's what? Say it again.
Naomi Dix.
Okay.
You know, these drag queens, they have clever names.
They always do. Yeah.
So Naomi asked everyone in the crowd at the drag show to turn on their phone flashlights to light up the room. Mm-hmm. And then they sang Halo by Beyonce. And they actually kind of kept the drag show going till about 9 o'clock doing that.
Good.
It turns out it was a full house and people had a great time because that is what it's like to go to a drag show.
That's
they
right.
They are a lot of fun and mm-hmm. they are not harming anyone.
No.
And if you don't like it, just don't go. I'm not a big monster truck enthusiast, so I just don't go to those things.
What?
I have no need to like shoot up power stations over it.
Or picket them.
Yeah.
I saw some of the footage of the protesters earlier in the day.
Yeah.
And it was aggressive.
Very.
This woman on a bullhorn screaming. Mm-hmm. We won't back down. We won't back down. So
from what? You don't even have to go, you dumb bitch. Quit it with this shit.
I just don't get it. I can understand having things that your religion doesn't subscribe to. I can understand having sure. things that you don't go to because that doesn't fit into your values or whatever you know want to consider those things. That's fine. No one says you have to. But no. I don't understand this sudden push lately to try to force people to not do things that you don't want to do.
Right.
I don't get it. I also don't understand how in the U.S. people can behave that way and do that in the name of so-called freedom.
Right. What kind of freedom is that?
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
But it's this idea that we're a Christian nation, which we aren't and never were. Please read some history.
Well, and don't tread on me, but don't worry. I will definitely tread on you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's such
I do not get it.
So, you know, they are looking into, because the timing around this attack on the power stations was, it is suspect, you know, that it might have had something to do with it, but we don't know for sure. So if you've been seeing a lot on social media saying that that is exactly what it was about, we don't actually know.
Right.
The police don't know, but they are looking into that. And, you know, are there other reasons for someone to go shoot up a couple of substations? We don't know if this was one person or if it was multiple people. We don't know if it was a group, you know, if the Proud Boys or someone like that did it. We don't know any of those things yet.
Right.
But it is scary.
I'll tell you what we do know, though. They need to find who did that and prosecute the hell out of them to send a really strong message to everyone else across the country that this ain't it.
No.
Do you want to protest? Do you want to make your voice heard? Fine. This isn't the way to do it, because this is really serious. This puts so many lives at risk.
It does. So unnecessarily. And so, I mean, they have no idea who they impacted, you know?
Exactly. Yeah.
So, I don't know. I wanted to talk about this because this is domestic terrorism.
Yeah, it is.
And it's been a fear in the U.S. for a long time that if, you know, somebody wanted to hit us really hard, whether it's someone from within our country or without, because I think we're our own worst enemy most of the time, that attacks on our power grid could have horrendously debilitating effects. So, of course, there are houses running on generators. You know, we know about that. We have generators. We'd be prepared. There are some restaurants running on generators. They've opened up a shelter for people to go to if they need to be there. One restaurant in particular is serving food, and people can come in and charge their phone and get something to eat. And, you know, because you can't cook. I mean, I guess we could, because we've got, we have propane. You know, as you,
I've always thought if we had like long-term power outages, I'd probably just live in my camper for a little while.
Right.
That would be much easier to, you know, to maintain the heat, the food situation, all that would be easier. But I mean, not everyone has that luxury, of course, you know.
Right. I mean, if this had happened,
the thing that scares me the most in these cases are the elderly.
Yes. The elderly living alone. That are maybe on oxygen, you know, it's just unfathomable to me that someone would go to these lengths to harm other people, to harm total strangers that they do not know and have no idea what the impact would be.
Right. Well, it's bad enough when the power grid goes down due to a natural disaster.
Right.
But for it to be done on purpose, yikes.
Yeah, well, and I mean, they shot up two substations, and that's 40,000 customers.
Yeah.
I mean, what if they shot up more than that?
Right.
I mean, you know, it's scary.
Well, and when they say that 40,000 customers, that's just 40,000 subscribers. It's not the actual number of people. That's much, much higher. Oh, dear. Well, I hope that they're taking good care of their neighbors and that everybody will be okay.
I hope
they catch them.
Yeah. Yes. Me too. It does appear that people are really coming together and, you know, bringing in things to the shelter that can, that they can cook and, you know, making sure that people are getting fed and making sure that, you know, people have what they need. But it is true that the elderly and disabled people, that's where I get really concerned, because what if they can't go anywhere? One woman was unable to leave her house because she has an electric garage door opener and didn't have a way to open her garage door. So a neighbor came and gave her a ride to shelter, you know, so there's some great things happening, but there are always going to be people that fall through the cracks in these situations.
Oh, absolutely. Without a doubt.
There will be deaths.
Oh yeah.
By the time it's all said and done, there will be deaths. Mm-hmm. There were already injuries in 4 different car accidents.
Mm-hmm.
There's a curfew now from like 9 p.m. to 5 a.m. because it is pitch black.
Yeah.
There are no traffic lights. I guess the cities are out putting up stop signs where traffic lights mm-hmm. should be so that there are 4-way stops. And, you know, we take electricity for granted very much. I know we all right. do because it's mm-hmm. just always there. And you think about if it wasn't always there, how many mm-hmm. things it would change.
Yeah.
All of your food in your freezer and your fridge spoils.
Yep.
You can't
Gone.
Do anything about that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how wasteful it is. And one, if it was the sheriff or if it was the governor, somebody was talking about how like the restaurants in this community are still struggling to rebound from COVID.
Sure.
And now this is another blow to them.
Absolutely. Because mm-hmm. all of their food will spoil too. Hopefully mm-hmm. they can, those that have enough power can at least cook theirs up and serve it before it's all gone. And mm-hmm. hopefully their insurance will pay for it. But.
Well, and I read that there are pharmacies that are like Ooh. Reaching out and utilizing refrigeration at people's mm-hmm. houses who have generators, because all of the refrigerated medications like
sure.
insulin, for example,
yeah.
will go bad.
Mm-hmm. Oh no.
Yeah. So it's so much worse, I think, than we even know right mm-hmm. now. It's an incredibly terrible thing to do mm-hmm. to your community. So yeah.
I hope By God, I hope they catch them. And, yep.
Yeah. They
prosecute the hell out of them.
Heavy consequences for this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it could result in murder charges, you know, or at least manslaughter charges.
At least manslaughter charges, sure.
Dies because their oxygen went out or their ventilator mm-hmm. went out, you know. They're working on making sure there's transportation for people who get dialysis.
Yeah.
To be able to get into a hospital where they can get their dialysis, you know, mm-hmm. like life-saving stuff.
Yeah.
That we normally take for granted the access to.
Yeah. Oh, I can only, people who have medically fragile children, you know, mm-hmm. that are on various kinds of, you know, electrical supported devices and things to keep them alive.
Right. Yeah.
All of it.
Yeah, and then. You don't have a generator. And so you don't have a way to keep that person breathing
right.
or, you know.
Well, and COVID is surging in a lot of places. And now we're mm-hmm. going to stuff all of these people in shelters together.
Right.
There's just a lot. And the flu as well. I mean, there's just so mm-hmm. many reasons why. Oh, gosh. Well, my heart really goes out to all of them. I hope, really hope they can all be okay.
Yes, me too. And I am very curious to see. It was this, in fact, a hate crime? Mm-hmm. Was it directed at shutting down that particular drag show? And if it was, how ridiculous and bullshit that mm-hmm. is. I'm so tired of all of this hateful crap and the constant mm-hmm. infringing of other people's values on everyone else yeah. as though we have to do whatever they all say.
Mm-hmm.
So sick of it. It
needs to stop.
Yeah, it does. So we'll keep you updated on this situation. But they do think sometime Thursday there will be power back for everybody in those communities. But that's mm-hmm. a few days away still.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, with that, Katie, I know you have a little creepy crime for us.
I really do. You know, when we were young women just getting our driver's licenses, there was always conversations about to be aware that occasionally bad guys may impersonate police officers.
Yes.
And that you should be very aware of that and mm-hmm. make if you're pulled over or if someone approaches you and is claiming to be an officer, that you ask to see their badge, their ID, things like that, just to be sure mm-hmm. for good reason.
You can even call dispatch and say, a car has pulled me over and this is their license plate. Is this really a police officer?
Mm-hmm. Or if you're unsure and they're trying to pull you over, to just drive to the police station.
Right. Yeah.
Let them pull you over there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There's lots of conversations about that, and I'm sure most of you have heard them. Well, this gentleman right here lives in Florida. His name is Jeremy DeWitt, and Jeremy just cannot quit impersonating police.
Mm.
As in, He's been arrested for it, it looks like, 5 times now.
And how is he still out on the street, still doing it?
Good question, considering that he is a registered sex offender. So, he has been in jail, he's been in prison multiple times, and he was just released from prison a few months ago, and was, yet again, picked up. Why? Well, he has a motorcycle that he has outfitted like a police car, or like a police motorcycle, with lights, sirens, the whole nine yards. And he uses it for his business. Of, and this is kind of legit, except for that he's not legit, to, as an escort for funeral processionals. So, and maybe this is how it is in Florida. Here in Idaho, if you want a funeral processional from the funeral home or the church to the cemetery, you have to pay the police to do so.
Right.
And it's, gosh, I think it was around $300 to do so. And they'll come and lead the processional and guide the traffic and, you know, help you do that thing. Right. But it looks to me like in Florida, maybe you pay a private company to do that. And supposedly he has a company that does that. But he's not just doing that. He's also running around on his motorcycle, dressed as a police officer, carrying weapons, and puffing himself up, marching around like he is a police officer. And there have been multiple complaints about him pretending to be a police officer. And I think that's really scary, considering that he is a convicted sex offender and that people may not know any otherwise.
Right.
A lot of people will very blindly trust police as just, you know, an authority figure. Frankly, I probably would too, you know. Except for this guy seems like kind of a dumbass, so maybe not. But, you know, the thought of him being able to use that bike to pull over young women. Or to do any other thing. It is terrifying. And I think it's just not that he's actually done those things. We don't have proof that he has. But
he is a registered sex offender. The potential is there.
Running around like this. And apparently he had a video on his YouTube channel, you know, because he thinks he's a little celebrity, doing the cop thing. And he claims it's because he was told to take the video down and he wouldn't. And the police are like, no, it's because you're pretending to be a cop and you're not. So this isn't retaliation or anything, bud. This is, you're breaking the law.
Right.
We're not going to have it. Anyway, I just think it's a good reminder to all of us and to remind all of our youngins in our world, you know, that these things happen. And you should be very aware that people sometimes claim to be police when they aren't in order to commit crimes. And like Christy said, you can always call dispatch and verify that this person is legit. You can always ask for their business card. They should always have a business card on them that they can provide you with, that has their badge number on it, that has their supervisor's name on it, so that you can verify those things. Right. You have every right to ask questions.
You do.
And any legitimate police officer will immediately and gladly hand you over those things because they know that that is your right. And they would much rather you verify their legitimacy than have a crime committed against you by someone who isn't actually an officer. Right. So, know your rights and exercise them if you feel like you need to. Don't just take blind authority and just let them run with you. Ask questions. Know what you're doing. Know what they're doing. There's not a thing wrong with that at all.
No. Well, and if it feels off, trust your gut.
Yeah.
If something feels weird about it, definitely. I don't know how he's getting away with having those lights on that motorcycle.
Well, he's not. He's like going to jail again. Yeah.
Oh, good. And they need to take that motorcycle away.
Yeah.
That's terrifying.
For sure. All righty. Well, that's what I've got.
All right. Well, this has been our Tuesday episode. We'll be back on Wednesday with another episode, as well as our Wednesday night case updates. at 7 p.m. Mountain. That's a live stream on our YouTube channel and our Facebook page. We did release for our Monday episode a Daybell case update. We do those about every 6 months, give you an idea of what's, you know, kind of a what's been going on. Where do we stand now in the Daybell Vallow murder case?
Yeah.
Because it's a lot to keep track of. So we did do that. So if you follow that case, you're going to want to watch for that because it's,
yeah,
it's wackadoodle as usual.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Well, please like, subscribe, share, and comment. It really does help us to grow. Check us out on Patreon. We're True Crime Squad on Patreon. And for a nominal fee, you can support us and get some extra content every month. And, you know, just sharing, if you like what we do, if you like an episode you see of ours, sharing it with people who would like that. It just, all of it helps us to grow, and we appreciate that so much. Mm-hmm. Well, we are the True Crime Squad. Thanks for being here.
Take care.